From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A public funeral has been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died in a hospital late Friday. At a news conference Saturday, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said the 74-year-old Ali died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family wanted everyone to have the chance to say goodbye.
They certainly believe that Muhammad was a citizen of the world, and he truly was. And they know that the world grieves with them, and they've received, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of well wishes and support.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. The celebration of Ali's life will include a funeral procession through his hometown, and he will be buried in a private service at the city's Cave Hill Cemetery. Tributes to Muhammad Ali have poured in worldwide since his death. U.S. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of boxing gloves the champion once wore in his private office at the White House, said Saturday that Ali shook up the world and the world is better for it. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Muhammad Ali one of the 20th century's great humanitarians and advocates for understanding and peace. Basketball great-turned-journalist Kareem Abdul-Jabbar remembered the controversial Ali as a mentor whose greatness was his ability to be different things to different people, and football great Pele said that the sporting universe, has suffered a huge loss. This is VOA News. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil on Saturday in Hong Kong to mark the 27th anniversary of the crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Organizers estimated around 125,000 people attended the main candlelight vigil in Victoria Park, which local broadcaster RTHK said was the lowest attendance since 2008. On June 4, 1989, China sent in tanks to break up demonstrations in Tiananmen Square. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups range from several hundred to several thousand. The Syrian army has reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa on Saturday, the home to the de facto capital of the self-claimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, reached the administrative border of Raqqa province. It said that during 3 days of fighting, at least 26 Islamic State militants had been killed, along with 9 from the Syrian troops and allied forces. The World Health Organization's Director General has asked the agency's Zika Emergency Committee to evaluate the risk of holding the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Dr. Margaret Chan says she called on WHO experts in response to a request from a U.S. senator who had expressed concern about public health hazards in Rio de Janeiro this year. In a report Thursday on Zika and associated medical problems, the WHO said the virus continues to spread around the world and that vigilance needs to remain high. However, the World Health Organization has previously said it is not necessary to move or postpone the Rio Games. Pope Francis has decreed that Roman Catholic bishops who are found to be negligent when dealing with priests accused of abusing children can be removed from office. A new Vatican law the Pope issued Saturday appeared to be a response to a long-standing demand by Catholic activists in the United States who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. Organizers of the Rock'em Ring Festival halted the music for 5 hours Saturday and urged more than 90,000 fans to seek shelter as thunderstorms approached the massive gathering. At least 71 people were injured by lightning strikes at the festival Friday. And Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza defeated defending champion Serena Williams of the United States to take the French Open women's title. The men's final has Novak Djokovic taking on Andy Murray. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.